Thank you for calling the customer support. My name is Asia. How may I help you?
I have a charge on my card to Gadget Dynamics and Innovation for $67.32. I didn't purchase anything from you. I didn't give authorization to use my card, so I'm wondering what that charge is for.
Okay. Can I have your zip code, please, to help you out, ma'am?
Sure. 97420.
Okay, thank you. Can I have your first and your last name?
First name is Thea, that's T-H-E-A. Last name is Brodsky, B-R-O-D-Z-K-Y.
Okay, thank you. One moment. Stay here. One moment. Can I have your email address and can I have you spell it out for me?
My email address is theabrodzky in care of outlook.com.
And how much were you charged, ma'am?
I was charged $67.30, and that was on December 17th.
Can I have the first six digits of your credit card number?
Okay. First six digits are 5-3-3-2-4-8.
And what was your first and last name again?
Brodsky.
I can barely hear you. Your phone is breaking up, ma'am.
Okay. It's Thea Brodsky.
Okay. Can I have the last four digits of the credit card number?
5195.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so unfortunately, ma'am, I'm not able to locate no account with you. You will have to contact your bank for further assistance to get help.
No, they gave me the phone number to call you.
You may have the wrong number, ma'am. You have to give them a call back so they can help you and give you the correct number to call.
Okay, what's the name of this company I'm calling, talking to right now?
A third-party call center. We provide customer support for over several different online companies.
Okay, well, they say they can't help me. They
Unfortunately, it's nothing we can do on our end either, ma'am. You have to give them a call back. If you were charged with your bank, you would have to give your bank a call back for further assistance. Unfortunately, there's nothing we can do on our end.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day. Bye-bye.